just wants to be a naughty girl. She just wants someone to fall in love with her. But it's not me. It's not me. All she wanna be is Cinderella. I don't have the heart to go and tell her. It's not me. It's not me.
Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
I'm not Maul.
I am not Rory. And we are back to talk to the lovely people.
What a song on that intro.
Yeah.
That we just plugged in and didn't really listen to, so we couldn't really get a reaction.
I've heard it.
Amazing. Oh, my God. The room is blown away right now.
Yeah. Wow. Chills. I have chills.
I think we blew out the speakers.
That was Rory featuring Chantel May and...
Raheem.
Raheem. Not Me is the name of the single.
Yes.
Available on DSPs now.
Available everywhere that you get music.
Everywhere that you get
Napster,
music.
LimeWire, Kazaa.
The response to the first
Audio
one was
Mac.
Really good, man.
It was. I'm curious how this one's going to go. This one has more like Instagram captions.
Okay.
I feel like this one is more shareable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll try. It's toxic.
Yeah.
Or it's honest. Toxic.
You said all what?
It's honest.
Honest.
Just like the last one.
But well, we spoke about it on the show before. Toxic can be honest, and honest can be toxic as well. Honesty can be toxic.
I'm not going to fall in love with you, Ma. I'm sorry. No. That's not toxic.
Honest. No, it's honest, but you know, I mean, it could be taken as toxicity as well.
I think Chantel, shout out to her. Love her
shout
so
out to
much.
Chantel.
Shout out to her.
I think she was more toxic in this record.
Really?
Because Ra's sitting there saying, like, listen, I got demons. You accept me for them. You love me for them.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to fall in love with you. It's just not me. I'm not there yet. You know where I'm at in my life. You love me for my demons, but you do know them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem?
Right.
You do know what time it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then she just comes in and is like, don't compare me to your ex. Just changing the subject, mm-hmm. as women always particularly do.
Right.
And then just starts talking her shit. Instead of all the information I put in front of you. I'm sorry, am I projecting about my personal life?
I was just ready to say, this feels like it went somewhere else. I was just saying the record
is dope. Song. Oh, available. Yeah. All DSPs.
Yeah, it went somewhere else, but that's okay. That's what music is supposed to do. That's what art is supposed to pull out real emotions, and it's supposed to make conversation. And
I'm just saying, don't force me to talk about my demons, and then when I do, you change the subject.
Mm. I can respect that.
Mm-hmm. As all women do.
Mm-hmm. So you put out the second episode of the visual.
Yes, where you said you have no demons.
Right. So, but it's funny, man. Because we had some conversations around the whole demon thing. And somebody said something interesting about that, about they feel like demons, when people say, oh, my demons, it's just a way for people to avoid accountability.
I agree. And when we got into the Giveon album, I was saying, sometimes it's mental health shit we just kind of use as an excuse to get around shit, like as a therapy advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely think people use that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their demon is they can't take fucking accountability for the life of them.
Right. Right.
And that's it. See, there's demons that you can deal with that may come from trauma that can be fixed. But people that just won't take accountability and are avoiding shit to get over on you,
mm-hmm.
nah, leave that alone.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your demons,
ooh.
Weirdo.
So, with the rest of the rollout for the project now, is it going to be... another episode and another single? Are you going to keep that routine going?
Here's the thing. I'll be super transparent. Not that people really give a fuck, even though they have had a great response to the records.
I think people care. We've been talking about this project for a while. It's finally coming out.
In no way am I competing with Beyonce.
Right.
but no matter who you are in life, when Beyonce puts something out, you just chill. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not competing with her, like it's just better just to let that shit go. So I want to get these two records out. Because what I think people don't understand as the casual fan is that you literally are battling, not demons, algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a Spotify, Apple title page from scratch, zero, nothing. I'm not in any algorithm. I'm not in anything. And the only thing that gets you in that shit is traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And how submitting for playlists and letting shit go, sometimes two packs don't do it. So I had to spread them out at least 10 days apart.
Yeah.
So I could let one rock and then grab as much traffic as I can on the second one. So I'm not putting out an album to deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then it would just go directly to whoever saw my Instagram post that day.
Yeah.
So that's the fucking battle when new artists are completely starting out. And I know I'm in a privileged position because I do come with an audience already that is curious. Even if they don't even like R&B, they're just going to click it because, like, all right, let's see what he's doing type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I do salute all new artists that start from dead scratch on their artist profile pages because that shit is very difficult. Mm-hmm. So Beyonce's the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Beyonce Beyonce, and then I'll figure it out from there. But I do mean this for real this time. The album is coming very soon. As soon as I could figure out where the fuck music's going to be after Beyonce's.
Beyonce's.
After she does what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Not Me, available now on any platform that you can get music.
It's a very New Rory and Mall Toronto Friday, I feel like.
Mm. Is it?
Is it?
So, 1985.
Shout out to 1985.
That's my guy right there. Was one of the producers on Not Me.
One half of Division.
Yes. And the... just go through his discography. I don't even know where to begin. Hotline Bling. Yeah, we'll start there.
Yeah. Hotline Bling. Yeah, you may have heard it.
He's done a few tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems to be part of like your new entourage. Like I feel like I've seen y'all been moving. I think I've seen 4K red camera footage of like y'all just maneuvering through hallways together. Like it's weird that I've seen 85 and Division is putting out their record today as well.
Their record is available today as well if I get caught.
And it's just very interesting how like two worlds collided on the same Friday. I don't know if that's angel numbers. I don't know if that's God. I don't know if that's the sixth God because everyone's from Toronto but us.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, what happened was we just hung out and talked about, played a new record and just recorded things around what happened to us while we were listening to a new record. It wasn't a video shoot.
Okay. So you're talking about my rollout.
Yeah. That's all it was. It was just us getting together, playing the record. And the camera just captured what happens when you get together and listen to good music with your friends.
So you, Drea, and Daniel hang out that often that there happens to be a red camera chilling.
Well, it's funny because everyone happened to be in Atlanta.
All right, let's stop the bullshit. Let's stop all this bullshit.
Everyone happened to be in Atlanta. Yo,
the Mixin is in the building.
The who?
Mixin.
Maul is a video vixen.
Oh, the Mixin. Oh.
And your Mixy.
I thought you meant like Mixin.
It's a triple
like
entendre.
Song.
No, you was mixing up the video.
Oh, well,
quadruple,
you know,
entendre.
We had fun.
You can't spell male vixen without Maul. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Maulous.
If you try.
That is very true. You
Maulicious.
Can't. You know, this is why as men we don't support each other's projects.
I thought this was support.
No, this is not support. I've been getting killed all morning. My phone started going crazy. I was like, all right, what the fuck is going on?
Okay.
But this is why men don't, you ask your homeboy to show up and do something. Sure. This is why you should overthink sometimes. Cause it's like, all right, wait a minute. What are we doing again?
Can I really see the treatment? All right. Let's give some context though. Cause we are kind of rambling.
So the If I Get Caught video is available now. Single available now by Division. Division shot the video in Atlanta. My LVRN family, Justice, Carlin, you know, everybody that was down there. So Justice and Daniel reached out and they was like, yo, we shooting a video for the single. You should, what's up? We want you to do the video. And I was like,
little cameo.
Yeah. I was like, all right, what are we doing?
Yeah. Like Ben Stiller and Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. So they said, well, you know, you're going to be, Daniel's, best friend, right hand man. And, we're going to go out on the town and just have a night with guys night out. And, you know, it's going to be a misunderstanding of phones. And, you know, it's not Daniel's phone. It's your phone that was left behind. And his girl finds it. And she goes crazy after she sees the text message. So I'm like, okay, so y'all want me to be that friend. The friend that the girlfriends hate, don't want their boyfriend hanging out with.
So Maul.
Yeah. You sound that, but sounds I'm not on brand that, to me.
No, but I'm not that guy, and I don't want people to think that I'm that guy. I am not the. I will never force a friend of mine to do something that he doesn't want to do. Let me just say that.
Ooh, semantics, man, over here.
I'm just saying I will never do it. I'm gonna be the guy that's like, hey, you know what? You know what's going on. We know what could happen if you do these things. Be careful.
But you are okay being the friend that unwillingly knows that we blame everything on you. Like, they was with Maul.
Yeah. I'll be that guy. I'll be the fall guy. Mm. I think that's part of being a good friend. Sometimes we all have to be that friend for somebody. We have to be the one that it's like, yo, I was with you. Hi, man. Like, whatever. It means your girlfriend's gonna hate me forever because she thinks I'm that friend.
This is how you became.
But
the
you know why that can backfire. Exactly. With, well, let's actually talk reality, because you are not that friend, mm-hmm. even though you could be easily stereotyped as that.
Absolutely.
Friend. And I've done it in the past in my personal life as you being that friend.
Absolutely.
Here's where it backfires, and I'm telling you from personal experience.
Yeah.
I have definitely been like, yo, they with Maul. Come on, you know Maul. Yeah. You know, he's like the only single dude around. Like, they was there with him, and you know he. He got him. He's been around for a minute. When you do bring your girl around on certain nights, mm-hmm. and Maul's actually who he is, the person without hoes, it looks a little fishy.
Yeah.
Because you have to blame it on the friend that also keeps the hoes when you have your girl around.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've made the mistake because of Maul's reputation of being like, come, babe, come on. Like, I'm out. They with Maul. Like, they cool. I'm just playing wingman to him. Like,
right.
I'm talking about you. Like, I'm right. Like, oh, just wait. Can't wait to get home to my girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys go to the second spot. I'm just going to stay here. Like,
yeah.
Then you go out with her in whether it be dinner or like a social situation. It's like, babe, it's kind of weird. Like, I really never see Maul with the hoes.
He's always alone.
And why is it every time you go out, it seems like he's always with the hoes?
Listen, and that's a part, and that's another part of being a great friend, is that you have to, even in that instance, I still have to make it seem like, no, these are, I invited them. Mm-hmm. They're with me. I have to take claim for all of the women that are around, that are hanging out. They're with me. I invited them because that's what good friends do. When you're the single guy and your friend is in a relationship, you have to make it seem like all of the women are around solely because you know them, you invited them.
For sure.
You're the guy that they know that's here at the party. They've never seen Rory before, never met him in their life.
No.
You have to be that friend. So yes, I would be that friend. I'm the great friend in that aspect, that I will take the grenade for you.
Well, you were casted correctly. Definitely were. And matter of fact, Justice had came to me first, because you're such a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
He Gross. Did ask me. He was like, do you think Maul would do this? I was like, yeah, I think Maul would do that.
Mm-hmm. Only for you know, those are my guys.
And then I started to feel a way
that they didn't ask you.
That my reputation, like, but y'all think I'm wholesome? Like, I got bitches too.
Hey guys, I got bitches too.
Like, you know, what about me?
You know what it is though.
I'm joking.
That's funny, but I think that it's because it started, we had the conversation about the money bags. Now, yeah, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Sure. I didn't realize the money bags was out here shaking shit up the
way
it
is.
I really didn't. I had no idea.
Humble.
People from, because you know, when you're doing something, people, you don't really know, but people that's looking at you from another perspective or looking at things from another perspective, their angle is different and the way that they perceive things are different. But in being in Atlanta, being at the shoot talking to JD and other guys and things like that, just hearing the conversation, I'm like, yo, this is, I'm looking at 85 and we just laugh because he's like, yo, it's crazy that this is a thing. I'm like, yo, this is, it's not really a thing though, is
what,
it?
What episode are we on?
86.
Mm-hmm. All right, for 85 episodes, no pun intended, we have been telling you that this is a thing and it stirs up controversy amongst everyone's personal life.
But that's when, see, this is the internal, this is the crew. But when I step out of this and people are talking about it, that's when it's like, wait, okay, so... No, this is really turned into something.
Even JD was like, stay away from my vegan bitches.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what JD said. JD said, yo, look, no money bags, please. And I was just like, all right, man, like, whatever. But the song was great. We had a good time shooting it. Had a lot of fun.
I'd like to look at the game film together.
You want to do it now?
You
think LVRN will clear it for us to put it in our YouTube video?
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Maul has to clear it, too. We have to talk to Biggs. To see if Maul's okay with having this.
I'm right here. I clear it. Go ahead. Play it.
We can start with a disclaimer. The song is wrong. Ha. Jay-Z.
Yes.
Which Jermaine Dupri had put out a text message between him and Jay-Z talking about the record to get it cleared.
And that's another thing. People said that I'm in the video because I got the record cleared. Let me just be the first to tell you.
I was going to say that was what it was.
I had nothing to do with this record. The record was cleared by the time I got to Atlanta and we shot the video. The record had already been cleared.
Jay told them they can only use the sample if they put you in the video.
Jay did not say that.
They deleted that part just for marketing reasons.
Oh, okay. Got it.
The real Jehovah owe you 100 favors.
Damaris, that's not true.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, like, but nobody owes me 100 favors.
Jehovah.
I'm not a Hovenger today. I think Ho was kind of feeling himself a little bit too much in that text.
Ooh.
He said, I thought no one would ever make pull it up. I don't want to misquote.
No one will ever make a song more toxic than Song Cry.
Well, Song Cry is very fucking toxic.
Indeed. Yes.
Extremely toxic.
Indeed.
I don't know if we let Hov get off a lot of shit because he is the GOAT and we agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Song Cry is more hurt male ego than it is toxic.
Hmm.
He was loving Shorty when she said fuck him.
Okay.
He was hurt. Mm-hmm. By the third verse, Hov was damn near crying in the way somebody from the projects would cry,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah, I was just fucking them bitches. I was going to get right back. That third verse of Song Cry, Hov was hurt. But those first two, he was totally fine with cheating on her.
Yeah, I mean, was he fine with cheating on her, or was he, you know, I guess being a man? Fuck it, let's be toxic. We're going to be toxic.
He was saying, yo, I just put you in first class and we changed the forecast. Let me fuck other women.
I mean,
never in bunches.
You can fly coach.
Just me
I
and
can
you.
Be faithful when you fly coach.
Don't look at me.
Oh, my bad. Huh, Eden?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Eden would fly coach and still not let you be faithful. He loves you.
I mean, he likes Cuck, so he wants three seats together. He might have a potential third into his.
You think he might have some shit.
He doesn't need to be faithful.
Cucking on the plane is crazy.
So
you guys cheat together.
Hov cleared the sample.
Yes. And again, I just don't want to say Song Cry would be the most toxic song ever.
Yeah, no.
It's men being hurt.
No, yeah.
Which can be toxic, but
it's a toxic song, but definitely not the most toxic song ever. But understand where Jay was coming from.
This song is wrong is what's his disclaimer. Listen, I listen to 444 and Lemonade. I get it, bro.
Yeah, he has to stand on
you know,
that now.
You know how Hov, it tries to be like relatively private with shit?
Mm-hmm.
I do think after that text message, he said, hey, you can screenshot this. Because you know Beyonce is on Instagram for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what her page is, but we know she's on there.
She's there.
She's in tune with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know this record will come up, and Beyonce is an extremely intelligent woman, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the music business.
Mm-hmm.
You know she would have went, Sean.
Sean.
You want to talk about this?
You had to clear the sample of,
yeah.
I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
Mm-hmm.
So I see Hov as a married, faithful man getting ahead of the curve, let the world know. This is wrong. I'm clearing the sample for music purposes,
mm-hmm.
but you should not fuck those girls, even if you're going to get right back.
Right.
Now your debut.
My debut.
All right. I'm sorry. Before we start, who's some of like your biggest influences? Are you a Stacey Dash because of the Harlem thing?
Wow.
Gloria Velez. Are you a Superhead? Like
Rosie Perez.
Not really a vixen, but she's been in some videos.
Yeah. LaShante.
Oh, can't go wrong. That's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tay.
Megan Good.
Melissa Ford.
Definitely Melissa Ford.
Yeah, you're definitely Melissa Ford.
Melissa Ford.
I'm not Melissa Ford. But yeah, those are my, you know, I love video vixens. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of lost the art of video vixens because now any girl is a vixen that does a video or has an IG account.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost the true art of
so
the
this
video.
So this was you
bringing it back.
This was you bringing it back to the essence.
Well, this was me trying to like restore that feeling. this was me trying to say, hey, listen, this is something that was very vital to videos.
Yeah.
This was something that was very vital to someone liking a song. Sometimes you like the song just because you like the video. And this is me trying to restore that and bring that back and say, hey, goddammit, listen, we need to bring back the video vixens. And video vixen doesn't have to just be a male.
I thought we wanted quality.
Yeah, let's have equal rights, equal work pay, right? In the video space, in the art.
Let's have
equal pay and equal rights.
Because you remember when we was kids, C106 and Park, TRL, go back to the block. Yo, who was Shorty in that video?
Right.
I think we need to have now the women leave their house and go to the block and say, yo, who was Son?
Who was right. Son in the video? Who was Son with the hat
you know
on,
what?
Right?
Honestly,
right?
Who was Son?
Yeah.
Honestly, I did that with Chloe's latest video. I said, who was that man?
The one in the video and the performance the same?
No. Two different guys.
Got you.
I found the one in the performance. I follow him on Instagram now.
Of course you do.
Oh, he was squeezing ass.
Yeah, he's
whoa. I don't know if he got cursed out after or beat.
Rory.
Was that inappropriate? I'm sorry.
We're gonna put the video.
And Hov is gonna watch this and he's tied to Chloe. Fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm toxic.
In the bottom right corner. Well, I won't. Eden will.
All right. So we're starting with the, and I don't mind dragging this out because I enjoyed all 4 minutes of this video.
I'm gonna cut it for audio.
Are we gonna play the whole video?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Let's
cut it. And we could splice it up, but let's go through the whole thing. Now, you coming up the steps?
Yeah. No, well, we were walking. Okay.
Now, I just want to know, do you live in the building with Daniel?
No, so we were we were in the crib chilling, watching TV. And,
oh, this is a crib. Yeah. I thought this was an apartment complex because I'm poor.
No, this is a house.
This is a whole house.
This is a house.
So someone has steps like that at a house. Yeah, so she's not in front of her apartment door.
No, she's in the kitchen. She's leaning against the counter, I believe.
Oh, you've seen my kitchen. Does not look like that. Okay.
Right, so we're in the house. We're just chilling. And then shout out to Drea. We were in the house just chilling. And, you know, this is us getting ready to prepare for a night out. A guy's night out. So this is Daniel and myself leaving, and Drea being mad because Daniel was leaving with me, who was the ain't shit friend.
For sure. And shout out to Drea. Love Drea. And she actually killed this shit.
Yeah. She looks great.
I do want to note, did anyone on set bring up, I don't know if this is a Toronto thing, the no sideburn 5 o'clock shadow with the dark beard that Daniel has going on. Did anyone bring up, right, I understand real R&B singers, which Daniel is, do innovative shit, especially in videos for
that's
the whole the generation.
That's the R&B beard. Beard.
It's just weird. It's weird that he has the 5 o'clock shadow and then it gets to, I don't know, 9 p.m. by the time it hits his chin.
9:27. That's like almost 9:30. Yeah.
But I see what he's trying to do with, you know, the head tie.
Yeah.
Over the shit.
Yeah.
It's I'm just going out.
It's the rebellious look. He looks rebellious, like he's rebelling against his relationship.
I've just never seen an R&B singer dressed like Tank and Erykah Badu in one fit.
Division gonna bust your ass.
That's crazy.
That's sick. That's a nasty
Tank,
comparison.
I love and Erykah Badu.
But I love Daniel. Daniel shits on me way more than I shit on him. Oh, all right, Drea, you look amazing. We all know that.
What
you mean, wait?
I told you I was going out with the boys line.
Yeah, but you know how Ma be with all them girls.
You don't trust me?
Damaris, have you ever trusted a man that ever said, you don't trust me?
Absolutely not. No woman in history.
I'm playing.
All right,
I'll be back. Bye.
Just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
Great night out.
And she's already having the flash forward.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get to, because the titles went quick and that's why I didn't like. It's starring Daniel, a faithful black man and singer in Division, which as a friend of Daniel, who I consider an actual real friend, I would say it's a description of him.
Okay.
I would say that.
Listen.
I would say that.
Listen, man, I'm not here to challenge that. I'm here to say, okay.
I have been in every situation someone could be in with Daniel, and he's been faithful. If he's in a relationship, I do not know.
Right.
He was faithful to the moment.
Okay. He's faithful to the night.
And
starring. This is wrong.
At least they put all caps for your name, though.
Yeah, but they got that right. But the ain't shit best friend?
But it's in quotes, just like I call back to what we were saying before. You have to be the quote unquote.
And you're looking at that girl's titties.
Wow.
I was not looking at her titties. There was something on the floor and I didn't want her to step in it.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
She had heels on.
That's what the ain't shit friend does all the time.
Press play.
Great record.
Amazing record. Good lighting.
Now, pause.
Nah, go back.
Pause.
Yeah, go back.
Pause.
Go back.
Pause.
Look at Maul leaned in like that.
And
fuck Maul. I'm listening to fucking Daniel. You wouldn't want me if you thought I never had hoe.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Women don't want the guys that women don't like.
I've always said this.
That's a fact. We just got to stop it. But that's what everything. You don't want the car that other people don't want. It's not the car you want. You don't want to wear the clothes that other people wouldn't wear.
I mean, I like my mother's Mazda, but...
No, that's...
But people like Mazda.
It's a great car. Quality. Side airbags.
Absolutely. Side airbags.
But yeah, I don't even know if this is a debate or something that we need to run into the ground. Women 100% want the man that women desire.
Okay,
it just
fine.
Is what it is.
That's fine.
We're not judging. It's just, it's a fact.
It's fine. But why start the song like that, though?
Because it's...
You know why.
An R&B song, and we need to bring this type of content back into this type of R&B. Because Daniel could really sing, and they make real contemporary, real R&B that I love. Mm-hmm. So let's bring some more toxic shit into that instead of just the whispery toxic shit. Mm-hmm. Let's really sing about some toxic
shit. Right.
I'm on board so far. And he switched to a do-rag instead of the headscarf that he had on.
Mm-hmm.
Just so he could get that line off. Because you can't get that line off in a headscarf.
You can't wear that headscarf with the Avirex jacket. No.
Not at all.
Need a do-rag.
Now look at you, just the The that's third weird, wheel, that's loving it.
Pose. Feet swinging well, like Bobby Shmurda.
Well, yeah, we were on the in the living room watching TV, and you know, I'm just on the couch kicking it, and you know, wifey comes in. I don't understand why she bought him a drink and didn't ask me if I was thirsty.
I was gonna say if this is really her home and they live together, that is very improper etiquette from a woman's perspective.
Dre, and, that was very rude of you.
And not that you're the creepy friend at all, and not that I think Daniel would be the insecure friend. Just I don't know, maybe put on some pajamas with some feet. You didn't have to come out in that robe.
What? So let me tell you how sick Daniel is.
You ain't have to come out the bedroom in that.
Let me tell you how sick Daniel is, though. Daniel, at one point on set, really got upset that Dre was walking around like that.
Stop. I feel, oh, man. And Dre is a friend of mine. Listen, yo, Dre, can you come up, please?
I want to call Daniel right now. Daniel was like, yo, so call you just, you, that, is that what you're going to? I'm like, so me and Justin's looking at each other like, yo, fam, you know that this is a shoot, right? This ain't really your girl. We not really in the crib kicking it.
This ain't your house either.
Yo, Daniel was like, yo, so you just going like, you just go wear that? I was like, yo, we shooting a video, bro.
Method acting.
You know? Yo, that was the
I like, yes, he was method acting. He was in character the whole day.
Daniel was, he was in character. He was professional. He did not like the fact that his girl was walking Daniel around Zay the Lewis. Homie like that.
I also can't figure out the temperature in this house because Daniel is sleeveless. She's in a silk robe and you have a parka on.
No, I
don't what is parka. The temperature set at in this
I had,
house?
I had a tracksuit on. I have a parka. I have a tracksuit on.
Oh, look at them loving each other.
Maul's on his phone, as per usual.
The mysterious phone.
Look how happy he is.
Is this why Justice was asking people how he could get a hookah put into a car?
Yeah. I mean, so now let me explain this part. So now, if you're a Toronto native, you take hookah very seriously.
And for those that are just on the audio right now, the scene is Maul and Daniel red lit, which looks even crazier for two men to be lit this way. Mm-hmm. There's a hookah in the two-seater in the back.
Men can't do nothing. Yo, men can't do nothing together. I'm telling you. I figured it out. Men can't. If that was white light, it was like, yo, why was this so bright in there? Why do y'all want to see each other so
don't
well?
Don't light me. Don't light us together like that.
Don't give me the red light special while you smoking hookah next to me in a two-seater.
Well, he was blowing smoke in your face.
He was not blowing smoke in my face. But back to the hookah, I definitely was trying to pitch to lose the hookah because it was like, you know, they was like, oh, we can't really get the hookah in there. How will it stay? We're moving. We're driving the car and this, that, and the third. So I'm just looking like, why don't we just lose the hookah? But now, if you say that to somebody from Toronto and people from Atlanta, be prepared to fight.
Hookah is upset at you.
An essential part of life if you're from Toronto or Atlanta.
Or the Heights.
Hookah is their version of on neighborhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, they don't say on God. They say on hookah.
Yeah, it's on. Like, yes. Every clubhouse I've been in, man, that's on hookah.
Yeah, on hookah, the tings are coming. Like,
the tings.
But I have to know, with this concept, did you guys leave the house? Did Drea, like, light the coals for her man before he left, at least, and he put them on?
Yeah, who set up the hookah?
It's a funny thing. We got in the car, and the hookah was already lit.
What flavor was the hookah?
This is an efficient. This is a good staff around here. Okay. They got a great staff.
Was that on... Was this driver under our shared account or was this a LVRN division?
No. This was
I know you have
this,
a driver.
Yeah, no, this was all under LVRN's budget. Okay. I don't know who was driving this car. I have no idea.
All right. Look what he just left Drea there for her mind to wander.
Wearing such a great two-piece set.
This is the funny thing too, though.
What's up, boo? You still coming by tonight? I got something I want to show you from Felicia.
Well, what do you think
ass.
She wanted to show?
Well, who's Felicia?
This is Daniel. No, don't spoil the ending. Yeah. This is Daniel's phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
So I have no idea who this is. I don't know Felicia. I don't know no fucking Felicia.
I just thought but remember those names so we can ask later.
All right.
Every time I've seen a music video, I have to, Damaris, do women wear this type of shit when they're by themselves hanging out in the crib?
Yes.
Really?
No,
I thought that
don't.
Was just a fantasy
they,
thing.
No. Yes, we do. Yes, we
stained
do.
Baggy sweatpants.
Yeah, y'all don't have y'all hair down in the crib chilling by yourself.
She has
the
full
the scarf
face of makeup.
Is on. The scarf is on or the bonnet is on, number one. Number two, it's
not
either,
if your man is coming home to you.
He's trying to cheat
even
in peace.
Even if
your
man is coming home to you. Like, that's like the first month of like living together.
If that.
After that, we get the long t-shirt and socks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, that's it.
Wow, Ma, that felt very specific.
I'm just saying, that's what it is.
And I will say, a minute in, Daniel, as a cheater, to have your text pop up on the screen like that, very rookie move.
You're not gonna say anything about the peach emoji?
Yeah, put an emoji next to Shorty's name.
That's why I said that. Felicia with the fat ass.
Felicia with the fat ass.
Mm. And here's the thing. I know Drea personally. If she would have saw that phone before, it wouldn't have taken a text message notification to pop up for her to go through it.
Oh, yeah, no,
the moment y'all lit that hookah and got out that driveway, Drea would have been in that phone.
I think every woman would have been on the phone at that point.
Come on, sing
it's
it.
Mall singing along for me.
Well, it's this a great, was the part it's a great chorus. Really it's a great chorus. And as you can hear in the chorus, it's stacked voices sounding like the crew of mm-hmm. fellas singing that, chanting that. It's like the, you know, the call and response, basically. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take them to convince you to repeat them?
You know I wasn't trying to sing that shit.
When you did, I could not. I was happy to see you get out your comfort zone because I think it's important for us to do things that we're not comfortable with.
Absolutely.
But this, like, I would have never believed. This video, I know you would have done.
Yeah.
But to do the chorus in the car.
Well, that it was.
It doesn't look corny to me.
It's no.
I think it's. But it shocked me.
It's because it's, you know me, and you know that I wouldn't be anywhere. Sing. We went to a whole Scorpion concert that was great.
didn't flinch a muscle.
Some of the greatest hits ever was performed that night. Did I sing along? Not at all.
The whole garden was singing Feel No Ways, and Maul just had the tight face. I'm like, to this song?
Like, not even this one? So that's the thing. The vocals are stacked. It's supposed to be the crew of fellas yelling out, you know, if I get caught cheating, that don't mean I don't love you. Mm. So that's basically what it was in the backseat. It's supposed to be me and Daniel, and we're having a conversation about relationships. And it's like, yeah, man, but if you get caught cheating, that don't mean we don't love them. So it's like, yeah, we don't. That doesn't mean we don't love you.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Women should know. Guys not out, that's just all we scream.
That's it.
Together
that's
in unison. Yeah,
that's all we do. All we do is harmonize. When
it's
we get together.
It's male karaoke, yeah, 24/7.
When we get together, we just harmonize. That's it.
Harmonizing in bitches' faces.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe this shit. I hate when women say that. You can believe it.
Why'd you gotta go straight to the sneakers?
Oh, not the up. Giving on.
Feeling that.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's like you gotta get passionate. That's like, yo, that don't mean I don't
what,
love
what was the TLC choreography? Is that really your friend when they hit that shit that Maul's hitting right now?
Oh, what about your friend?
What yeah. about your friend?
Yeah, he hit. I think Maul hit the same what about your friend.
But why does your brain retain that? That was, that was about 20
brain
years ago.
Abilities when's the last to time you retain watched that video? The craziest shit never amazes me.
Like, you retain that?
I'm on the spectrum.
Okay, yeah. That's crazy. That's like an
is that
excuse.
Offensive that I really think I'm on the spectrum a lot?
No, it's not offensive. No. I think you're on the spectrum too, but
my brain really retains
well,
my thing extremely is, weird things.
We're all on the spectrum. It's just that where are you on the spectrum?
Thank you. Yes, we all are.
Rory's
we
a little closer to the middle than we would like him.
Damn.
You, but but that's such iconic thing. Choreography. You didn't see Maul doing this shit that TLC was doing?
No.
I need y'all to make this.
I thought it was an ode since you was in.
It was just like more like a this. Like, it's like, come on. That don't mean I don't.
You were in Atlanta. I thought you were doing an ode to.
JD was there.
T-Box.
He was in the video. I get it. I understand.
I get it.
About to shoot.
Look at the crew.
Sick ass, nasty ass crew.
That's a sick crew. Can that just be the artwork of where I just paused it? Look at Justice in the background. Look at JD. Look at Daniel. And then
deep in the back.
All right, 85 is the really only faithful, calm person in this entire video. I don't think 85 want to be in this shit. He's minding his business. The rest of y'all, there's not even a camera that's supposed to be here. Y'all walking through the hallway giving rapper hands?
Well, no, we're walking
to the poker spot?
It's well, no, JD for me.
They're playing the song in the spot. We're walking in, so we kind of like, yo, it's, you know what I mean? It's one of those nights. Like, we feeling good. The fellas is out. You know, it's like, we're just having a good time.
Look at this crew.
It's a nasty ass.
This is a nasty crew.
This is a talented crew, though.
100%.
Yeah, this is a talented crew right here.
Doesn't mean talent can't be nasty.
Absolutely. I mean, it's some nastiness.
But Rory, I'm
somewhere.
Not gonna let you get that off because
I'm
85
in a situation.
Crew. Yeah, that's a nasty crew in the video, but you hang out with them in real life.
And not only that, Rory would just be because Rory's on time.
That exact.
So Rory would just be in the spot already, texting us at the table, like, "Yeah, I'm already."
I would have been 800 down on poker already.
Yeah, like, Rory would have already been there already. Like,
bro,
already
I'm in the hole.
The
anyone got some bread to spot me?
Like, walking, Rory's mad. He lost like $1,000. Like, it's like, bro, why are you here already? How did you beat us here? Because white people are fishing in on time.
I do want to ask, is Justice the new executive producer that wants to be all in the videos?
I tell
all
you what,
on the songs.
I tell you what, Justice, I don't think he really wanted to be in the video, honestly.
I can't see Justice wanting to be in a video.
I don't think he wanted to be in it. I think that he kind of was just like, fuck it, I'll be in it. You know what I mean? But I don't think he wanted to be
I don't think 85 wanted to be in this video.
85, well,
he just wants to make beats.
He had just flown in, I think, alone. From Miami, and he didn't get in, he was on no sleep. And I was like, bro, how are you even here right now? Mm-hmm. So he was just, you know, but he's 85 is a calm, laid back guy already. So imagine that to a person that's no sleep.
Yeah.
He wasn't really trying to do this, but, you know, it was us having a great time.
And JD, I've always had problems with sunglasses indoors, especially with red lighting. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying JD's getting old, but, you know, he's not as young as he once was, is my political way of saying maybe he's getting old.
Because
you know he really can't see in those right now. He didn't hit his mark. He didn't hit the tape that was at the end of the camera.
He almost walked right into the camera, actually. But that's JD's look, though.
Of course it is.
JD,
I love
those shades on.
This is my way of hating and showing love.
Absolutely.
You didn't want to be in this part either.
Well,
look at you finding your lens.
He's not putting no hands.
Look at the synchronization. Was this choreographed?
Put your hands up, Maul.
But the sway worked perfect for you to be in the middle.
But here's the thing, because I don't want to ruin the end. I'm walking into the club. I'm not really feeling it because
I haven't seen the video, so I'm gonna have to.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah, don't spoil it.
I'm not that happy to be in the club because I'm like, fuck, I forgot something at the house.
Yep.
So.
Look at Lex.
Lex.
And I think that was, I'm not going to say the quote just because of my complexion, but that is a quote I've heard Lex say to one of my exes.
What is she?
Oh, that niggas ain't shit?
Yeah, go back. Yeah. Just a hair.
A hair.
I told you, Lex says,
with a Z is hilarious.
These niggas ain't shit. None of them. I'd fuck his shit up.
I'd fuck his shit up is hilarious because look at her friends. Being the ones to condone the violence.
And by the way, this was my favorite scene of the entire thing. Lex said all that, then turned over, curled and hugged her man.
That's me.
Men ain't shit, right?
That's me bad. Niggas ain't shit, girl.
Meanwhile, Drea is destroying such quality clothing and sneakers.
But this is where I think women don't think things through, right? We have a freeze frame on these Jordans right now, right? Mm-hmm. With the current state of fashion,
those don't look bad.
Those could be the Division Ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
The way Virgil changed the entire fashion game, marking them shits up like that.
Yeah.
She just made him another mill.
Dre just did something. She just did something with
but
those
the Division Ones, sneakers, basketball.
Yeah. Woo! No, listen.
Triple entendre.
Shut the hell
listen,
up.
Listen, man. LVR, and just invite me to Paris when y'all go to Fashion Week and put them out. So was this an ode to when Big, AZ, and Jay were playing Monopoly with Real Cash?
Yeah, this
in
was
the
a,
Dead President's
this
video.
This was a playoff of that since the sample has Jay in it. Mm. So yeah, this was kind of sort of a play off of them playing Monopoly with real money.
Who did you feel you were?
Well, I was
Jay.
I was Big.
You felt like he was Jay?
No, it was my brother.
Oh, he's Big. Okay.
If you look at the video, my brother had a girl sitting on his lap.
I mean, I don't know. You give me AZ vibes.
Okay.
I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, not mad at that. AZ is a laid back, cool demeanor guy.
Would that make Justice Dame?
Hmm.
I see what y'all was trying to do here.
I mean, you know.
JD, Big. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Wait, what? No, go back.
Yeah, these... I love this video, but the text messages and shit go way too fast for my old ass. What did Nikki say?
What did Nikki say?
Nikki said, boy...
I'm sorry, I'm stupid. It's lagging. I mean, it was your phone. Spoiler alert. What did Nikki say to you?
I think she says, like, boy, you better come over here and right there. Boy, you better not keep me waiting. Been thinking about you all night. Eggplant emoji. Hurry up and get your ass over here.
I've had those texts before.
Right, so this video has made me a little insecure. I know you have to make videos crazy. As far as add some sauce to it. But is this what women are texting men?
Yeah.
I've never gotten any of these text messages.
I've never gotten an eggplant emoji text to my phone.
I've never had, what was her name? Fatima? With
Felicia.
The fat ass? Felicia? Say, yo, I got something for you tonight, wink emoji. I've never gotten that
come
before.
Come get this. Yeah, I never got that. Just being honest.
And how you destroying shit in the closet? You also have your stuff. You probably put those flowers there, Drea.
She definitely put those flowers there.
It's a sick thing to remind somebody, though. Was she supposed to be Keisha with the blue lighting? Mm-hmm. I like it.
That is fire a crazy.
To be honest, this was like a really fun night, and I'm kind of upset I wasn't there.
And as someone that's also been to the gambling spots, never had a girl twerk on the poker table after.
Mm. Oh, she was great. That was actually her idea. She was like, can I get up on the table and twerk? And we all looked at each other like, no.
What?
You cannot do that. Why would you ever do that? And as we helped her get on the table. But yeah.
And threw a chip on her?
Yeah, like we started throwing chips on her.
Look at the hand placement from Maul.
Well, I wanted to make sure she received her correct pay. You know what I mean?
Oh, understand. Like, yeah.
I didn't want her to be slighted and I didn't want them to steal money from her.
And you had a full house, so you didn't want to.
I did have
wanted
a full
your
house.
Chips to make sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whosever phone this is has all the bitches. You pulling up to hit this or what? If this is what women are doing, you guys need Jesus.
If you're fucking the shit out of like 3-4 women, somehow I'm triggered. If you're fucking the shit out of like 3-4 women, like what are you, Ma, what were you doing with your life to be doing all of this?
Also, why
you giving four bitches good dick?
Well, no, I'm a,
do you have a job?
Yeah, I have a job. I'm just, you know, I'm a very thorough person in anything that I do.
Okay.
You know, I want to be thorough. I want to, I think they're just pulling up, you know, they just, you got me going crazy since last time. Hurry the fuck up. We didn't even do nothing last time. We just ate and had a great conversation, me and Daniela. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know why she's saying I got her going crazy.
Daniela don't have no emoji by her name. Her pussy must be wet.
Right.
You know what I'm mad that the director didn't do in this? At least give us the one you didn't save. Like, just the number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all have that one.
Like, who is this?
You never save that number.
Up, you got to scroll like, up to remind yourself or this? Look at, like, the media to see the pictures. Like, oh, I know.
Look at your Google calendar. Yeah. What part of the country was I in?
Little Caesars is texting you.
Oh. You can't tear up leather shoes, Drea. I'm sorry.
Well,
with your
woman,
bare hands.
A woman is really mad she can.
Drea did a good job here acting, though. That's just a platonic friend.
That's all. Shaking hands, telling her, yo, yeah, thank you, you know, for coming out.
We're all going to get right back. Different lighting in the car.
This motherfucker think he's so slick. I'm about to show his ass.
I cannot believe I left my phone here all night. Thank you. You saw some crazy shit on here?
Yeah.
Yo, all right. Tell me later, bro. All right, peace. What's up, man?
Beautiful ending.
Beautiful, beautiful couple. You know,
I got my phone back. Going to house.
I got my phone back.
Damn, Dre got a fat ass. Sorry.
Dre did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Great acting
great
job.
Great now, yes, the ass was a
can
great
we get,
actor.
Can we get an exclusive, some behind the scenes? I have a theory.
What is a theory?
I, in fact, think that was Daniel's phone.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car.
I said, let that be my phone.
And now Daniel won't have his phone for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Or he has, you know, the third phone.
Well, I mean, you know, now that goes into the next single and the single that they're going to put out. Maybe that could be kind of like, you know, an extension of it. Like, it wasn't really the ain't shit friend phone. It was really his phone. But because I'm such a great friend and a great wingman, I knew like, yo, I'm just going there. I'm gonna act like it's my phone.
For sure.
I'm going to just take the phone and, you know, walk out of there.
Would you do that for Rory?
Absolutely.
He wouldn't need to do that for me, but.
Well, the phone would probably be destroyed already.
Remember, he wouldn't need to do that for you, but would you do it for him?
I would, but the phone most likely would be destroyed already, so there wouldn't be a phone to pick up and take home with me. So, but we had a great time, man. Great great video shoot. Great record.
What's on your writer?
Who would you have picked out of Felicia, Daniela? What was the third?
Nikki.
Those texts, were Nikki. Coming in rapid fire. Which one do you have decided after the poker game?
It has to be the one with the peach emoji.
Yeah, the peach emoji. I'm vegan, so I would go with the peach emoji. That's probably my favorite.
And she was the first one early in the night to reach out and know.
Very, yeah.
Because you know the ones that hit you later on, probably there was options that they had
like
early that
everybody else canceled.
Yeah.
Now I'm the last option. Like, don't treat me like the last option.
Do you think you've been the last option before?
Oh, God, have I? I've been.
Which
I've
don't mind.
I've been past the last option. I've been like the last option B.
Have you ever be. Went through your night and then landed on the last option, knowing that you were the last option for her as well. Last option bonding. We both wanted to fuck other people tonight. Yeah, we landed on each other.
We laugh about it, you know. We find peace in knowing that we respect each other's positioning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you really didn't want to see me tonight, but we both ain't doing shit. Everybody else was busy.
Yeah.
Let's console each other in our loneliness. So it works out. But shout out to Division. Shout out to LVRN. Had a great time shooting this video. If I Get Caught, available now on your DSPs as well as the video. Looking forward to that project. I didn't hear it yet, but
yes, you did.
They seem to be.
You heard a lot of it.
Did I?
Of the Division album? Yes, you did.
How?
We've heard it together.
No.
Oh, then maybe I just heard.
Yeah, you heard.
Wrong. I didn't
hear any.
I thought you were with me.
No. I didn't hear any of the album, but I like the fact that they're working with JD, Brian Michael Cox, 85, obviously. Mm. So I want to hear what they did, because Division, their projects are usually really, really good R&B. I think that this one, though, for them is more, this is like their, I don't want to say rebranding.
It's a rebrand, I think.
Do you think so? Okay. But I like
the last one was the start to the rebrand.
Okay, that's fair.
And I want to sit down, even though, you know, we've told a million times, those are our people. I want to get into a real conversation with them around album time.
Okay.
I don't want to shit on OVO or even assume anything about OVO, but I do want to know where that strategy of the completely hidden thing went that I know OVO does all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're right in our faces. I just want to get into that transition and why. I think I know the answer, but I do want to really have a conversation with both of them. Not on some friendship. Like,
you want to really get into it.
Tell me the Division story.
Yeah. I think that'd be interesting, because I think a lot of people still don't know Division, really don't know their brand, their work. But if you are a fan of real R&B and you're a fan, you know, of that type of sound, I think Division is one of those groups and one of those artists that you keep in your rotation, because they have a lot of dope records.
A lot of
dope records.
Speaking of videos, your friend and I guess my associate, not my friend. I like Tiana Taylor, but that's like your friend.
Mm-hmm.
She directed the Puff and Bryson Tiller video, which was great.
Good record, good video.
Even though that's your friend.
Love.
There was a lot of comparisons, a lot of red lighting, a lot of crews walking up to the club, a lot of cameos.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think did a better cameo? Tiffany Haddish or Maul from the new Rory Maul podcast?
If I was a guessing man, I'd probably say Maul.
Over Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah.
Both funny.
Yeah.
Devil's Advocate, her acting skills were a little bit better than yours.
Oh, Maul's acting skills?
I don't know. Drea bought it. I might go with Maul on this one.
She thinks that's my phone.
Oh,
you're
right.
Yeah.
Last question with that. For the people that have not seen it, Puff in the middle of the video, they're at the club, they're dancing, he gets in a fight with his girl, he goes to the bathroom, he destroys the bathroom. Who did more destruction with red lighting, Puff or Drea?
Well, we agreed that Drea may have done something with the Division Ones.
Yes.
So we weren't mad at her.
And destroyed her own kitchen as well, though. Not just his closet.
I'm going to go with Puff because other people have to go in that bathroom.
Right.
And who can like pull a sink out of a... That would take some strength.
Well, a woman scorned is... let me tell you. They get powerful. They get strong.
I have three sinks. They're all still intact.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good for you and your sinks.
put a bleep there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Did you guys see what's going on currently with SZA and CDE?
I heard about it. I didn't really get into it.
Okay. Well, just for some background.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Same rollout every project.
You feel like it's rollout?
It works every time.
I think chaos and you know, I guess drama always fuels and drives attention, and that's what you want around your project coming out. You want attention, you want the eyes, the ears, you want the focus on you. So I get it. I understand how that could be part of a rollout.
And I think it derives from truth, but
yeah,
I think they throw some sauce on it.
Yeah.
Well, just for some background, a fan basically accosted SZA in her comments saying, listen, you said the album was coming out this summer. Still, summer's almost over. Still no album. Like, what's going on? And SZA said it's 100% Punch and RCA on this one. I wanted the summer. They wanted more time. And I'm just trying to have a good time, stress-free, LOL. So when a blog tweeted, you know, blogs pick up comments and they write about it. And Punch retweeted it and said, I'm starting to get tired of this, getting tired of this whole business. And then SZA later subtweeted him and said, we all tired. So today, Punch came out with a disclaimer or whatever you want to call it.
Shout out to Punch. Shout out to Punch. And this is he captioned this transparency.
Yes. He said, I guess I should give a bit of context with the rolling eye emoji. That was sassy. SZA and myself initially spoke about a summertime album, which is why she mentioned summer in a post-Grammys interview. Shortly after discussing everything with RCA and Top, we decided it was best to do it a little bit later to set everything up correctly, giving it its proper space and lay time. There's a lot that goes into putting out an album, especially one with this much anticipation. We thank you for your continued patience and understanding. An announcement will be coming sooner than you think, Punch.
Here's the thing. I don't think Punch is replying to SZA at all.
No, hell no. The fans.
Yeah, I don't think what SZA said was wrong either. I think she probably wanted to do a summer release as artists that have been sitting on music and can't wait to put out the art that they created.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are in charge of, well, no, I won't say in charge of her business because that's unfair to say. Mm-hmm. But the people she looks to help her out with her business.
Yeah.
Said, let's wait. Let's mm-hmm. prepare. We see what you're doing. Let's take some time and really put it together. Yeah, I don't think SZA was taking shots at Punch the way she has in the past before Control, where she was like, yo, it's Punch fault. Fuck Punch. That's the reason Control's not out.
And
it's like, I don't think that was the same way, even though they have a history of Twitter beefs.
Yeah. But I think that's just like brotherly, sisterly shit. I don't think that's real beef. And not only that, you know, you got to remember two of the, if not the biggest artists in the culture decided they were going to drop this summer. I'm pretty sure that changed a lot of
me and Division.
Right. I'm pretty sure that changed a lot of, you know, planning and things that people were planning on doing. You got to pivot. You got to kind of get out the way and, you know, like say, all right, listen, we got to let them have that. And we got to come back with another date. And then, you know, it happens. Yeah. But I don't think this is nothing to really look at and say, oh, Punch and Scissor are, you know, they're throwing words at each other on the internet. I don't think it's that serious. I think they're having fun and just leaning into it and watching people stir up things and think that it's something deeper than what it is.
What a good way to buy time, though.
Yeah.
Let's just argue on Twitter for a second.
I like it. Like I said, it keeps...
What a perfect way to go.
It keeps the fans totally engaged. Yeah, it keeps the fans engaged. It keeps them focused on the camp.
And Punch understands the internet. He's been on Twitter since our OG Twitter mm-hmm. days.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let me go be the bad guy real quick, as I should be for my artist, and blame it on me. SZA wanted to put it out, but I said no.
Right.
More verses.
Mm-hmm.
Not from Swizz.
Wow.
Can you believe that podcasts and crews would break up?
Ever?
No. You don't say.
You guys, I could never relate to this. This is despicable.
This is such.
What about the fans?
The culture loses. The culture loses once again.
Ugh.
We've been robbed.
Jesus and Mero, I thought you guys were friends.
Jesus and Mero have announced that they have split.
Wait, I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at us. Shout out to Jesus and Mero. I'm laughing at us.
Jesus and Mero know that.
I am not laughing at Jesus and Mero.
No, we're not laughing at Jesus and Mero.
I'm laughing at us.
We're laughing at us and our bullshit and the shit that we have been through and endured.
They did it publicly. Have some couth.
Couth.
Do we have the official Showtime
tweet?
Tweet or release? Imagine?
Yeah, it's a tweet. They didn't have like an official
release. Wait, Showtime got to do their press release?
Yeah.
Well, they basically had to put out a statement.
I think Ian's did ours.
You know what?
They had to put out a statement.
Jesus.
You know fucking
Bodega
what?
Hive, the illustrious Jesus Nice and the Kid Mero will be pursuing separate creative endeavors moving forward. Jesus and Mero will not be returning to Showtime. It's been a good run, fam. And Jesus said, shout outs to Showtime and shout outs to Hive. Thanks for being part of the journey. I'm proud of the show. My staff made every episode. Big things soon come.
Shout out to Jesus and Mero. They've done a lot throughout the years. They had a best-selling book.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the deal with Showtime.
Did late night TV.
Yeah,
they changed the podcast world. They've had
guests like President Obama, Derek Jeter. You know, they've done a lot. They've accomplished a lot.
They pushed this entire genre. They might be the two that pushed this genre more forward. Is more forward a best way to put something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The most forward?
Most forward?
I don't know.
This is why we don't push shit forward, because I don't know how to speak. They've done so much for this podcast culture, just this entire shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make this a sentimental moment, but shout out to both of them. Y'all have done a lot for everybody. We appreciate you guys. I look forward to seeing what both y'all do individually.
Absolutely.
I like that there was still some messy Reddit shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your shit off.
We had to get them on the show.
Damaris wants everybody to come on this show.
I've talked to Desus about coming on, and this was before the rumors, which Eden came in my house. I'm doing laundry.
I was stressed last week. Yeah.
He came up my steps. I'm separating this will be racist. The whites and the blacks.
Of course you are. Wow. You racist laundry man.
I was segregating my laundry.
Yeah.
And Eden comes up without even saying, hey, did you know Desus and Mero are gonna break up?
Well, Eden, he's
I didn't know. No,
Eden is a huge Desus and Mero fan.
I am a big Desus and Mero fan.
Yeah,
Eden is
a bodega boy.
He spent some time in the bodega.
Bodega.
Bogota. Yeah, you're a bodega.
Yeah,
bodega boy.
Bogota boy.
Bogota boy.
Yeah.
Well, y'all staring.
You're bogota. You're bogota.
But yes, he came up. I did not see the rumors as serious, and then what? Hours later.
Yeah. Then they split.
It was confirmed.
I was crying.
Yeah. It's Again, you know, we can speak to this specifically. Sometimes, you know, friends in business, you find out that you're not really friends, or business separates the friendship, business gets in the way of the friendship. I don't know if that's the case here because I don't know what happened with them. They may have just decided that, you know, they wanted to just go separate ways in their career. It's just tired of doing everything together, which is understandable. Two grown men, they want to do their own thing on their own.
Yeah.
But either way, Desus and Mero should be applauded for the run that they had.
Yes.
The things that they accomplished. You know, say what you want about them, but they accomplished a lot. And, you know, it's all good things, unfortunately, most times come to an end. And it's just the end of that. Doesn't mean it's the end for these two gentlemen individually.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll make another podcast or something.
Desus was hosting.
I think he did Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh yes,
two nights ago. Which is crazy.
So, I mean, like, you know, they have
started as a podcaster.
These guys will be fine. They'll be fine. They'll still be somewhere in the culture doing great things, I'm sure. But either way, thanks to Desus and Mero for a hell of a run, for just showing people from the inner city like the Bronx that, ooh, you know, you can elevate and do some dope things in this space and leave your mark and, you know, just create a lane of opportunity for other people to come behind you. So shout out to Desus and Mero and good luck with your future endeavors.
My only critique is all New Yorkers don't wear Tim's.
That's a fact.
That's just, that's all I have to say.
Making sure.
Rory, do you have a pair of Tim's?
Of course I do. I wore Tim's a lot when I was a kid. I stopped wearing them probably middle of high school.
Well, that's why high school. Do you have a pair of Tim's like
here? Yeah, of course.
Okay. You always have to keep it on deck.
But I always felt that was like a cheap New Yorker joke.
That's really not as crazy as
it's funny for a second. It just dragged for a decade. Now I'm like, hey, guys, we don't all wear Tim's at this point.
I keep telling y'all.
It's a corny, easy joke at this point.
I've spent time in the Midwest, and they absolutely support Tim's more than New York.
No. They wear Timberlands.
They wear apparel, though. They wear Timberland jackets, Scullies.
Timberland makes great clothing.
I wouldn't know. I'm not going to dig into Timberland's outerwear.
You have been to the outlets in Connecticut.
Looking for regular Tim's.
No, but you went into the store. That was quality clothing.
Listen, Timberland has
not fashionable clothing. Yes. But if you were
if I was a construction worker and it was that time of year, I would probably have a Timberland jacket on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get it. But
maybe you should make the butter jacket.
That's nasty.
That is nasty. Oh my God.
Let's go get the Carhartt. See, I'm a Carhartt guy. I'd wear a Carhartt hoodie, a Carhartt pants. I would wear that. I wouldn't go Timberland. But either way, man, you know, Timberland's is not a New York. We don't own the Timberland boots, I guess. I don't.
It's a staple. Well, no, we still do, but.
It's a staple.
It's just not like.
It's really not, though.
It is.
For New York?
I just think the joke got too corny.
Can women wear Tim's?
Of course.
Of course.
I was a big Tim girl.
Of course you were.
A girl wear Tim's come to your crib, you for sure getting that pussy.
Mall.
No, she's getting that dick. But
she might give you that dick. Yo. She might have some dick for you.
You're not getting pussy. She getting dick.
She fucking you tonight.
Oof.
French Montana says the labels are taking out life insurance policy on the artists. Yeah, we know that. And the artist should know that as well if they didn't already know that. I don't know what that means, but I mean, when an artist invests where a label invests in an artist, for lack of better words, you are a product at that point. You're a product on the shelf at the label. They want to get insurance on their product. It is what it is.
But I think every artist from every genre should be terrified of even the thought of that.
Here's, I have a deeper question, Rory. Do they have life insurance policies on R&B artists or just rappers? Now that's a deeper thing.
Well, we all know that no matter what, let's say someone doesn't die from violence and dies of old age at 80 years old. Their discography, especially with streaming now, goes crazy.
We've seen artists die from overdoses. We've seen artists die from car accidents. You know, rest in peace, Aaliyah, plane crash. You know, so these artists travel. So, I mean, it's not... I understand how the optic looks. It looks like, oh, you know, artists are banking on, you know, the death of labels are banking on the death of these artists. But if we're being honest, these artists travel a lot. These artists live lifestyles that maybe aren't so healthy.
But that's got to be a terrible. All right, here's where I want to ask French this. I have life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me, and I'm stupid and ignorant, so I'm really asking questions. And that's what I want to get more into podcasting. It's okay if I ask a question I don't know the research.
Mm-hmm. Please, God.
Like, I'm really asking y'all. Listeners can be smarter and tell me this shit. Mm-hmm. I have life insurance. They came and did a whole fucking blood test on me, everything. I have life insurance. It was based off what I pay now, off the health that I'm in. How can you just get life insurance on somebody's catalog? Like, this doesn't...
Say on their catalog. He said on them, like a life insurance policy on them.
I would know from what I know from life insurance, and I'm stupid and poor compared to anyone that really owns a label or is a high exec in a label that owns fucking catalogs of music and artists.
Right.
How do you even fucking do that?
Well, I would assume.
That sounds stupid to me. And first of all, life insurance is not for life. Like, it's a 401k scheme. That's another podcast for another day.
Mm-hmm. Which Deezus and Meryl could cover that.
Damn.
Life insurance?
Yeah.
We should have got podcast insurance, all four of us.
Not us.
Funny
right?
to me. It was funny to me.
Us,
fuck
right?
y'all. It was
your
funny to me.
Not podcast. Us, right?
Okay.
Right?
It was You're funny to me.
Us, right?
Life insurance on a podcast.
Right.
How is this possible?
How
French,
is it possible?
And again, I think I've fucked with French. I don't think he's a stupid person. How can someone get life insurance on...
Well, what I would assume is that they're telling the artist, oh, this is good for you. We're going to take out a policy just in case, or somehow working it into a contract. Again, I don't know. And I don't even know how we would research this. So don't tell me to do my Googles. But this is what I would assume.
I don't doubt it. Trust me. I do not doubt it. And I'm sure there's a loophole. And they're way smarter than me, especially when it comes to scamming people. I'm just saying my regular citizen taxpaying ass, the way I got life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work where I could have been like, yo, I got my friend Damaris. Let me take a policy out on her. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do it with your kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the specifics of these labels taking out life insurance policies on artists.
French is probably
right.
I don't think it's crazy at all.
And it's not the first time
I've heard
that either. These
artists travel a lot and stuff like that. So, you know, you're a product. I hate to say it like that. Artists that are signed to these labels, you're a product of the label. So, yes, when you buy something and you have money invested in something, a house, car, whatever, it usually comes with insurance. So,
Do you think T. Grizzly, as a registered nurse, would come to do the checkup to get life insurance for the artist? Because he is an artist and he would understand. And he can Uber himself there because he's also an Uber driver.
Talk to me more about that. So is T. Grizzly, in fact, a registered nurse? Like, he went to, like, nursing school and has, like, a degree?
T. Grizzly posted, most people don't even know, and I'm not shitting on him. This is amazing. Most people don't even know. I drive Uber on the side. I'm a waiter at one of the best restaurants in town, and I'm a real registered nurse. Been in school for it for years now. Nobody works harder than me.
Let me just say, if that
the emojis are great, though, because it's a car, and then it's fries, and then it's a helmet with a cross on it.
If that is indeed true, if T. Grizzly is driving Uber and a registered nurse, and being a waiter?
Mm-hmm. Well, he put pictures, too. And he looks like a waiter on the first one, and obviously looks like a registered nurse because he has the get up. That's a crazy Uber driver fit.
Which one is the
He's dressed like a Blues Brothers. in a
he dressed like he stole that
tuxedo that don't fit him.
Yeah, he dressed like he stole that tuxedo from somebody.
That button is screaming on for dear life.
No, but if T-Grizzly, if this is in fact true and T-Grizzly is not trolling, then that's super dope. I had no idea.
Nurse is one of the hardest careers to fucking do. This looks like a music video.
That looks like a video. That setup looks, I don't know. But if this is true, then T-Grizzly, you are the fucking hustler of the decade. Because I had no idea. Yeah.
This is a music video.
This is definitely a video. Because that's the same guy that was at the dinner, right?
With
the
dreads. Yeah, yeah.
T-Grizzly, stop playing with us, man.
Y'all here believing him and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, T-Grizzly, we thought you was really like, yo, stop the bullshit, man. You ain't no goddamn.
That registered nurse shit is different, man.
No, that would have been that's a crazy ill stat. If T-Grizzly was indeed a registered nurse.
I mean, he is an RN, but.
That's a registered
nurse. A real nigga? Watch your mouth.
Oh,
I think that's what he was getting
at. Watch your mouth.
Aiden said that.
Before I call ICE.
I'm so.
Yo, ICE? And T-Grizzly could get you an ICU.
Yeah. Since he's an RN. Fuck out of here, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yo, they take that. I didn't know there was a big difference between nurses and registered nurses like that.
I don't know either.
No, that nursing game is serious. You know how much they was paying?
No, nurses. That shit is a squid game. It's different. If you register, they look at you a little different than regular nurses.
Oh, kind of like how we look at if somebody has a gun.
Well,
is that
it's
registered?
The difference. I think LPN stands
You're
for
a nurse
license.
With a serial
somebody
code
please Google
out?
This, but LPN stands for licensed practitioner. Practice
LVRN stands for Love Renaissance. We already know that.
Search what LPN stands for, please.
Wow, you got a computer too.
It's dead.
My cousin married a registered nurse, and
LPNs and then RNs are the next step, if I'm not mistaken.
We went to their wedding and
licensed practical nurse.
Practical, not practicing. Okay, practical.
Nurse. In the weddings you guys have been to, like who typically speaks?
The
groom never speaks.
Well, of course not. Yeah. This ain't about you.
He never speaks.
He speaks when it's time to pay the bill.
Obviously, yeah. the maid of honor, maid or matron of honor.
Best man.
I'm following y'all so far.
Mom
or daddy. Yeah.
Mom and dad of the bride and groom.
Siblings of the bride.
The DJ.
I don't know if siblings get to talk.
Unless you a maid of honor or a best man.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, shut up. Like, I don't
I'm not gonna let somebody with no siblings tell me that my siblings can't talk.
Wow. Like
I love my siblings. Do you? Actually, yes. I'm very close with my siblings.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three.
Brothers?
I have one older brother, older sister, and a younger sister.
So it's one boy?
Yes.
He's the oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
And
explains a lot.
Marla is definitely speaking at your wedding.
Whose wedding?
I'm not getting married. So what wedding would this be? Yeah. I'm not getting married ever.
Like, okay.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, anyways.
At but she would if I did. Absolutely. There's no way.
At my cousin's wedding.
She speaks at anything I'm at. She just finds the mic and I'm like, fam.
They were like Midwestern Baptist. So it was already a very odd wedding. The Farrells walked in and they said it was an open bar. And my uncle was like, here's my credit card. Just don't tell me how much it cost. Because it was going to get weird.
Yeah. Bar. Yeah.
It's DJ, nobody was dancing. It was just, it was very weird.
That's when you got to open the bar.
So my
nobody's
uncle,
dancing, open the bar.
Just drink. Yeah.
So my uncle spoke just because he was the father of the groom for like 2 seconds. It was like, hey, Matt, I won't say her name because they're divorced now.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Clearly saw that coming.
the bar was
hey, close. Yeah, you guys, just shout out to you guys. Sat down, like, let's get the night moving. Every registered nurse spoke. The doctor spoke. Her softball coach spoke. Her father's mans in them spoke. Her mother. And they just kept saying, I cannot believe you are registered as a nurse. And I'm literally sitting there thinking in my head, in every health problem I've had, was my nurse registered?
I'm pretty sure your nurse is registered, yes. Rory. Absolutely.
But there's a difference. I found out that day.
There's definitely
a schooling
difference. If she's working on you 9 times out of 10, she's a registered nurse.
But I would have said you're a nurse. That's amazing. They was like, nah, she registered though.
It's a difference.
We couldn't go to the dance floor because no one wanted to dance because they was Baptist. So they just kept telling me like, yo, you know she's registered?
She's registered.
I'm like, nah, it's cool, bro. I wish I was gassing this. That was really the weirdest wedding I'd ever been to in my life.
Shout out to my LPNs. You guys still mattered. And my CNAs. You guys matter as
what
well.
What is a CNA?
If I'm not mistaken, certified nursing assistant or something.
I mean, you down with OPP?
Please look it up. Please fucking look it up.
Well, no, Damaris is wrong. Just keep it forward.
Shout out to the gynos.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, certified nursing assistant.
Certified nurse. I was close, right?
Happy belated birthday to Pop Smoke. He would have been 23 years old. Wednesday.
I saw that, and that 23 made me cringe.
Yeah, yeah, man. Shout out to Pop Smoke, man. Continue prayers and blessings to his family and friends. Unfortunate, you know, event in our culture to lose, you know, Pop Smoke at the point he was, you know, his star was just starting to take off. And so young, man. So young. But happy belated birthday, Pop Smoke. All right, man. I don't know where we at on time or where we at, but...
You don't know if I want to end on that, but... No, I want to. I'd like to wrap up, but damn.
But no, what?
We ended on Pop Smoke.
Oh, no. I mean, not a... I mean, it's sad, but it's like, you know, happy birthday, Pop Smoke, man. We love you. We miss you. Everybody stream Pop Smoke's album for the rest of the week in honor of his birthday. Yeah, man. So what you got going on for the weekend?
That's a great question. I don't think I have anything going on.
What are we gonna do for the single release? Well, last time we had a party. Like, we got to do something bigger this time.
Bigger than a party?
A bigger party.
It literally comes out in 6 hours.
Yo, I'm going to fuck Ed and up. I'm going to just let y'all know. When y'all see me get up and just take off on this dude, like, don't get mad. I'm going to have a bigger party. What are you talking about, bro?
We have 6 hours until it comes out, so I don't think we'll be able to put
you. We can find some bitches in 6 hours. That ain't nothing.
Can find some hoes in 6 hours.
Y'all can. I can't. I wasn't in a music video.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Ooh, all right, see, I already see where this music video thing is going.
Malicious.
Can we pull up the Emotional Oranges video where Rory was brought the briefcase with the music in it?
I was so excited.
Y'all don't want to see what I'm saying? Like, listen, man.
You looked way cooler in yours.
I'm carrying this cross, but listen, man. Rory was in Emotional Oranges with a briefcase.
It was nasty.
Yeah, like,
we can pull it up. I don't mind.
Yeah, because we ain't going to just kick Maul ass.
I didn't see that. Please pull
it up. How convenient of you not to know that Rory was in a fucking video.
Oh, no, we can add it.
Yeah.
Let's add it back in. Let's kill me because I look insane in that video.
Oh, my God. How did y'all not see that?
I didn't see
that. Y'all didn't see that, but y'all saw the video I did, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
One day I will show you guys the music video that I was in.
Of course you
will. We saw your music video already. No. Derek, you don't get bitches. You have no shape up. You have a dirty ass pair of jeans that we got the ball.
Derek has never recovered since.
All right, so here we got Rory's debut. Woo, look at the ankles.
Ooh, you see the ankles.
Come on, you don't know. Listen, man, you see the ankle cankles. You see them. You see the cuff. That's a good cuff, too.
You think I have cankles?
No, you don't have cankles. You're too slim to have cankles, Rory.
But I came out the rolls.
No, I see. No, I see. I was in the back of the back. You was in the front of the rolls. I get it.
It had orange seats.
I also have rolls.
This is Emotional Oranges Down to Miami featuring Becky G.
Yes.
Shout out to Emotional Oranges.
And Becky G. The greatest TikTok artist of all time.
Yeah, so Rory shot this video down to Miami, down in Miami. And this is him.
This was in L.A.
Oh, this was in L.A. Oh, sorry. It looks like Miami.
Oh, wait. I mean, it was in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
You flew down to Miami to shoot this.
You're ruining it.
I went down there. A lot of product placement.
Are those Gucci sneakers?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Those are Gucci sneakers with the Gucci socks. Yes. You didn't see him give dap to Azad.
Nasty post.
Oh, God.
Very, very nasty
post. See what I'm saying, Damaris? Oh, it gets better.
Like a coroner.
Yeah, I didn't see him give dap to Azad. Like, they didn't just get out the same car, though. Like,
yo, you the driver?
Look at the mock neck. That's a good mock. That's a good mock neck and a good. Is that velvet? Is that a velvet suit you have on?
I have some. I think I believe I have some Barber Juice cologne on.
Wow, wow! This is nasty than
that
I thought.
That pose is nasty.
Azad getting patted down in that long coat is sick. You know how much patting you got to do with a nigga with a coat on that long? You'd be patting for 7 minutes.
Having a long ass blazer on is pretty funny.
It's supposed to be in Miami. It's fucking sick.
Oh, you didn't see how Rory looked. Test the orange, squeeze it.
Easy.
He's about to test the work.
But you ain't see the knife game like that, though.
You was about to test
it's weird that you want to skip over certain things, but you see how quick I took that switchblade out?
Was it open in your pocket?
Like, no.
This nigga pulled an open knife out of his pocket?
Nah, I'm just hand to hand. That's.
You was about to test the product?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Testing a product, testing the orange is crazy.
My switchblade game is crazy.
I can't even believe you agreed to do this.
It took
That's why I asked Maul how long it took him to agree.
A very long time.
Because this took me a very long time to agree to. Like, I said no while I was in the suit in the Rolls Royce. Like, guys, I think we should find someone else.
We should find somebody else to do this. But, you know, just give me the knife. I'll do it.
Fuck it.
Test the work.
I didn't even get to test it. I just took the knife out.
Now they're going to let Shorty test it.
They test it.
Yeah.
with the Doberman.
Hmm.
Doberman Pinscher.
Is it that good work? Is it that fire?
Becky know what time it is with the Cuban.
It's that fire.
While you in Miami.
Huh?
You know what's funny? They let them in and not me.
Yeah. Yeah,
the fun driver. Now carry that orange back to the car.
Oh, oh man.
That was funny.
I'm no longer in this video.
Okay.
Check out the Emotional Oranges video, Down to Miami, featuring Becky G, featuring Rory Farrell.
Years old, a year and a half.
Yeah, almost. this is an older video.
Check out, but it was check out Bounce right now. That's out, which I'm not in.
We need to have you in all the videos now.
I don't think so.
All right, well, listen, man. Let's make sure we don't shoot any videos this weekend. Let's make sure we stay away from all cameras, Rory.
Let's make a movie.
I need to shoot my videos. Will you be in one of my music videos?
Hey. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah, you really are going to be a video vixen.
No, I'm not a video, but I'll do Rory's video. That's my guy.
For the friend price or like?
We hanging out. Like, no, we hanging out. We hanging out. It's not even a video. We just going to hang out with some cameras around us. This is life. Let them capture life.
Perfect for the not me video.
Let us capture life.
This is not Maul.
I mean, let life happen and then hopefully a camera catches it. That's all.
I don't think any of my songs match you and I just catching life ever.
All right, man. Listen, man. We have fun kicking it with y'all. Y'all be safe this weekend. You know, don't do nothing crazy. No, be safe. Be safe
dangerous.
This weekend, please, man. It's summertime. It's hot as fuck in New York City. I don't know where y'all at, but it's hot as fuck. It didn't rain Friday, but it rained today, which is Thursday. They just keep moving the days around and make me look stupid, Damaris. Don't worry about it. Either way, have fun. Be safe. We'll talk to y'all soon. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No, Warrior, no.